Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Exploring the Prophetic. I'm your host, Sean Bowles, and I'm excited for this week's episode because I'm not doing it alone. Today, I'm joined by one of my best friends, co-host from the Exploring the Marketplace show. If you've never heard our podcast, it's out again fresh this week, but he's also someone who carries incredible wisdom when it comes to hearing God and applying his voice to real world life and real world business. This is Bob Hassan. Bob and I have been on a journey of calling and entrepreneurship and ministry together for a long time. We're in season 5 of Exploring the Marketplace. So every year we've done a new season, and now we're in season 5 halfway through the year. It's so fun. And one thing we both learned often the hard way is that the most powerful breakthrough doesn't come from hustle or strategy, but really from obedience. And obedience to God's voice, obedience to his timing, obedience even when it feels really inconvenient or unclear. And we believe many of you listening today are maybe right on the edge of something new with the career shift you've been waiting for, the purpose redefinition, open doors. But the key that's going to unlock the next season isn't going to be talent alone or networking. It's going to be you saying yes to God, that yes in your heart to God, you doing something out of obedience that you wouldn't have led yourself in. And so today we're going to have a talk about how to cultivate that kind of surrendered posture and how to trust God really deeply in the process. So before we bring Bob on, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit the bell icon so you never miss an episode. And just a quick note, our spiritual growth mentoring community is open right now this month. I'm teaching the class, and it's an incredible 4-week class. You can join us for week number 2. And it's amazing about discovering your spiritual calling and getting a blueprint for it. So if you already understand your spiritual calling, you can just come to the class and learn more about how to hear God's voice to take steps towards it. If you don't know your spiritual calling, this is a great place to get mentored right now. Well, I'm going to explore the prophetic with Bob Hassan. So I'm going to invite you on, Bob. I'm so glad you're here.
Here I am, Sean.
Well, we're usually hanging out on Exploring the Marketplace, but I'm so glad to have you here. This is such a great place to have this conversation, I think, because we've never done this together on this particular show. Yeah. And you have such a voice about specifically the way you and Lauren live your lives as business people, as ministers, as fathers and mothers, as grandparents of obedience. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. We're talking about obedience, and the first, you know, when I think about it, I think about the fruits of the Spirit. And yeah. I think like obedience kind of wraps up love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It kind of wraps that whole thing up in there. And it's an interesting subject, and one that a lot of people don't like to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And you may not remember this, but I was listening to one of our episodes from, I think, season. It was right when we started to do Real Talks on Exploring the Marketplace podcast together. And you made a statement, obedience creates divine momentum. I don't know if you remember that at all. Maybe you're just in an anointed moment, or maybe it's something you say a lot. But can you break that down at all?
In my life, and you know, here we are in Exploring the Prophetic, and you and I've had these conversations about like, what is prophetic and am I prophetic? And all the conversations that we've had, and people, guests that we've interviewed that don't think that they're prophetic. And I was one of those. I didn't think that, you know, I had prophetic giftings, but, you know, the Lord showed me over time that we're all prophetic in our own different ways. And yeah. I think one of the ways that I am is in wisdom and obedience. And so being obedient and sitting in a place where you kind of don't want to be waiting for something to happen, a breakthrough in the future, puts you in a place for the divine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure about patience and waiting. You know, none of us like to do it. I don't like to do it. I'm a type A. I want to make things happen. But when we're in partnership with God, we recognize that he knows more than we do, obviously, mm-hmm. and he has our best interests at heart. And so if we can be patient, if we can be obedient to what we believe and our friends around us are helping us to understand what our calling is, I think it can lead us into the, you know, the next season of the divine.
I think it's interesting because I think of you and Lauren, and how Lauren was, for much of your marriage, was the one who would get more God directives, or maybe hear from God for something, a direction in your family, even over your property that you live in. Like, she had a whole kind of a spiritual awakening over the property and holding on to it when the fire department came after the property to build the fire station there. And she went to the meeting with just kind of out of a, almost like an Old Testament prophet, you know, just like, this is our land, and just some of the things that she did. But I also think of like the incredible obedience it took for you to walk alongside of her, trust God in her that much, trust that your future depended on you being able to walk with God together. Mm-hmm. And so can you talk about that at all? Have you ever obeyed God in something that didn't make sense? And then, but it would make less sense to not obey him, even though you couldn't see the future in it.
Well, I mean, I'm smiling about that statement because one of the ways that I recognize that I hear God is that when it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
And so when something doesn't make sense and I'm struggling over it, I now that I'm a little older, or a lot older, I think, oh, this is the Lord. And so I'm constantly struggling to understand that I'm hearing God, especially when it doesn't make sense. And I've had God speak to me things, very, very, very practical things that outside of the Spirit of God don't make sense, but I've employed it into whatever the situation is and watch God work. And so the incident you're talking about with the fire department and Lauren, like sitting in front of a whole council of people and people in the audience and saying, this is what God told us and you're not taking it away. I was just sitting there watching her do this. And one of the commissioners said to me, Mr. Hassan, do you have anything to say? And I just smiled and said, nope. Because she just, and he goes, we can tell you're a smart man. And everybody laughed because what else can you say after, you know, a prophetic declaration that Lauren had over what we inherited as our land, that they were trying to take away from us. And so I think sometimes obedience means, hey, you're not going to open your mouth, even though you're used to opening your mouth.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting because like when you say that, I think of people, like you live in San Diego, so it's for Lauren to kind of make a prophetic declaration of the city council meeting in San Diego is different than, and where, you know, where we were just living in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And Dallas is so different because it's mostly Christian. It feels like it, or it's kind of Christian, you know, whereas San Diego's not. And so for her to do that, it was like actually like she stuck out like a sore thumb, and that normally wouldn't work except for that, but God, you know, God was with it. And right. I think that, you know, for me today, one of the reasons why I want to have this conversation with you for this audience and for those of you watching and listening is because many of the ways that you want to inherit a breakthrough, you want to see God move in your life, in your career, in your family, or whatever it is, you couldn't get yourself there by trying or by hustling or by doing all the right things. But, you know, even if you do the best right things, I know, you know, people who have marriage problems are like, I'm gonna go to counseling and that'll fix us. And that sometimes works for some people, but most of the time it's not just counseling. It's actually like change. It's actually God puts community in your life. God, you're going to church and you find other couples to fellowship with. There's like all kinds of ways that God leads us into breakthrough when it comes to something that's hard. It's the same with something that's good. Like if it's a financial breakthrough, if it's a purpose breakthrough, if it's a ministry you're starting or whatever it is, we have to walk in obedience to God to be a father, to bring us into a place that we wouldn't have known how to get to without him. And it's a dependency on the Holy Spirit. And I think that that dependency on the Holy Spirit and is something that is going to mark this next generation of Christians, because we're going to see such awesome fruit, but they won't be able to say, yeah, I did that. They're just going to say, I was riding on by the seat of my pants. And it reminds me of the story of Secretariat, the racehorse. Mm. You're familiar with Secretariat. Mm-hmm. And when he won, they asked the jockey who was riding him in this Triple Crown race, they asked the jockey who was running him, how did you know you wouldn't run him to death? Because that jockey had run another horse to death. So the fact that he was running Secretariat so fast, everyone was worried, including the owners. And he said, all I could do was hold on. That horse had its own mind made up that it was going to win this race. So he was saying, like, I had to just ride on this divine momentum and trust this creature that I'm riding with. And I feel like there's a generation of people who are going to be riding that kind of race where it's like, I just am being obedient to hold on. I'm not trying to control it. I'm not going to be in fear about it. I'm just going to be obedient to hold on.
I think that's, mature believers, this is why obedience is such a struggle, because sometimes we're called to hold on.
Yeah.
Who I am in my DNA, I want to control. I want to make things happen. And part of my obedience is surrendering the things that God has for me to him. I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Like, God has given me these things and then I'm trying to control it and then I need to surrender it to him. It's just the funniest sort of concept, but this obedience of continuing to release is, it's hard. And as human beings, we for some reason don't want to do that. But I think, prophetically, if we can look to the Lord and listen to him and ask him to help us to be obedient, it's just better for us and every area of our life.
Yeah, I think of the scripture, I want not sacrifice, but obedience. That's what I want. I want, people who know my heart, who trust me as a father, who trust my love agenda for their life. And I think you and I started this year reading Job separately. We didn't know we were reading it. Our family is still in Job here and there. It's funny because the church we're attending here in Florida is teaching on Job. The church we were attending in Dallas in the last few months was also teaching on Job. Yeah, one of the things I love about Job is that you have this man who's lived an obedient life, and then the enemy challenges that, and God allows the challenge. And the man, instead of turning against God and accusing God and saying, well, haven't I been good? Because it wasn't about being good or bad. It wasn't about, I've lived a good life, shouldn't I be blessed? Because that's karma, But it was about, like, I still know who you are in your nature, and I don't understand what's happening, but I still worship you. And there was this place of, like, surrender, even in the midst of the good, the bad, the hard. And it's really interesting because you look at mature believers, a lot of people who watch this or listen to this particular podcast are pretty mature Christians. And the more close you get to Jesus, the more of a surrender it is to obedience. And obedience is hard. It gets easier, but it's hard for everybody because you're being obedient to follow a God that you can't be in control of the direction he's leading you. And that never changes. And I feel like I've met Christians who've done it really well, who are in their 80s and 90s now, who did that really well. But I've also met people who kind of just retired from that obedience, and they've coasted on the blessing they had in life, and they kind of ended there. And I just don't want to become that kind of person. And I know you don't, because you're in your young 60s. And I'm so impressed by the way you and Lauren are living your life, because there's no settling. You're like, you guys have no settler in you.
No, we're moving forward. And, going back to that Job story that is so interesting to me is, his friends came alongside of him for 7 days. They sat with him and they were quiet in his affliction. They were quiet. And then his friends did what I think good friends should do. They said, hey, look, if you sinned, obviously you've sinned, just admit it and get on with your life. And because they wanted him to get better. And so there's, 36 chapters of the back and forth of him and his friends, and him saying things like, wow, you've accused me 10 times of being a sinner. And it isn't until the last chapter that God restores everything to him. And so this is a beautiful example of obedience, that he knew that God was God, that God could take away whatever he wanted and that could restore if he wanted to. And I love that you brought that up, because the book of Job is about a man who is sold out to the Lord and who is obedient to him. It's hard to read. It's hard to see the level of pain that he went through. And even when you finish the book and things are restored to his life, you're like, wow. I hope I don't have to go through that. But yeah. We all have to go through in our lives. We all have these battles, and we all have these trials that we go through. And in James 1, consider it pure joy when you go through fiery trials. Why? For the perfection of our faith. And so now I'm in my mid-60s, and I'm still going through learning obedience, going through trials, and trying to be joyful in them, because I know that, you know, in 4 or 5 years, something's going to happen with my faith that's going to make it deeper.
And I love that you're saying that, because I feel like looking at you guys and knowing you guys so well, like, you guys are in a level of fulfillment of your promised land, so to speak, of life. Like, your business is booming, your family is doing really well, like, your kids and your grandkids are beautiful people, and just your relationship with them is so strong, and your support of your local church of helping to birth Jesus Culture San Diego. Like, I look at your lives and I go, man, they're in a season that's just a good season. There's some things flying. And I was friends with you before some of that all took off on this level too. So it's like, you know, it's beautiful to see you in that, but I love hearing your language. I think it's mentors all of us, especially those of us who would understand that season or even know you, because you're still want to grow. You're still like, you haven't plateaued, or you've reached the pinnacle. And I do think that there's something about, you know, like, I remember reading, I think I showed this on Explore in the Marketplace 3 or 4 years ago, where I was reading about people who are become experts in their field. I was a TED talk, according to someone who did a TED talk on expertise. Mm-hmm. People who become experts in their field stop learning by 98% of a learning rate, because they've shut off part of themselves to learn anymore. So people who become the best of, or the ones who are the most sought after, the people who believe it in their heart that they're the expert, become unteachable. And I think one of the tenets of our faith that keep us obedient is when we know that there's always more in God.
Yeah.
And there's always, we have to stay like a child and stay really teachable and pliable. And you're 65, staying teachable. Here you are talking about that, which is one of the reasons why I wanted you in this conversation when we're doing Exploring the Prophetic, to talk about obedience, because people need to see, you know, it's not just young people. It's like, I remember one of our ministry friends that you and I just talked about before the show, she used to come to your house, and one of her famous things that she would say was, hey, it's easy to say, I surrender all, God, and sing that song when you have a beat up Volkswagen Bug and no bank account. But when you've sang that song, maybe when you're in your 50s later on, or 60s later on, God's going to say, hey, remember when you sang that? I want it all now. Now you have a bank account. Now you have a family. Now you have a structure. I'm actually taking my withdrawal now. And it becomes very scary to people who feel like they're going to lose something that is what God gave them in the first place. Like, it becomes a battle of our almost biblical worldview and theology when we can't surrender, or we can't be obedient, because we're afraid we're going to lose in Christ versus gain in Christ.
Well, I in my life, I know that, you know, in my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, my 60s, historically, I've continued to learn. And I think now I know less than I knew a long time ago. I realize that there's just so much to know and so much to understand, and that people can. I listen to people, you know, pretty much for a living, and I love watching what God is doing through people. And so I think you never miss your window, because you know, God continues, as long as you remain pliable and faithful and obedient to God, he will continue to mold you and make you. I have a very high expectancy that he'll continue to do it in my life. And that's what I want. One of the things that I really would never want to hear anybody say about me is that he's unteachable. Because I want to always remain curious and teachable and learn till my last breath. And you're right, Sean. I've watched people who are the top in their field, who are experts, who stop growing, stop learning, stop being obedient, and it takes a toll on them.
Mm-hmm. It does. Well, I want to leave people with, first, we're going to pray for you in just a minute, but I want to read this scripture, Isaiah 1:19, which you may not have read in a long time, or you may have never read in this context, but it's going to leave you with a lot of hope. It's where God says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there's something about, like, some of you are asking, like, why am I not eating the good of the land? Why am I not in my promise? Why am I not having my desires fulfilled that God's given me. And I think there's a key about willingness, which is teachability, and then obedience, which is actually following through with what God's put in your heart and showing you both biblically and also spiritually through his voice. And obedience unlocks provision, unlocks the food of the fulfillment. When Jesus said, I have food you know not of, it's because of this lifestyle he had of Isaiah 1:19. And so I just wanted to bring that up because I think it's so, so important that we see that this is one of the key scriptural mysteries that I think we get to walk out in our lifetime. That's one of the things that helps life be easier when we understand it. Mm-hmm. And so, Bob, do you want to pray for us just over this theme? I think there's a lot of people who are watching or saying, sure. I feel like I'm obedient. Like, am I being obedient? And just affirm them, like, that for their obedience, that yeah. they're actually taking those steps and that God's proud of them.
Well, Lord, this topic reminds me of in Luke 5, the fishermen fishing on the wrong side of the boat and Jesus telling them, hey, put your nets on the other side. What to the fishermen thought would be the absolute wrong side, but they did because they were obedient to the Lord and they hauled in all those fish. Help us to be obedient. And Lord, sometimes we have to say yes to you, even though we feel unqualified or underqualified. Mm-hmm. This is right where you want us. You want us to feel like we're not there. We're not where you're taking us, but we need you to take us there. So I ask, Lord, that sort of this topic of obedience and learning and continuing to be pliable and moldable would just pervade people. Me also, Lord, I want to always be learning from you. Thank you, God, that you've been patient with me over and over and over again to teach me. And I pray that you would be patient over and over and over again and teach all of us as we move forward in our lives. And thank you for this prophetic journey that we're on and these conversations that we can have in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I know many of you who are exploring the prophetic with us today, this meant a lot to you. And I just want to hear from you. We'd love to interact with you on YouTube. I respond to a lot of the comments there. If you could tell us, maybe this is your word. So say hashtag is my turn. And tell us what we can be praying for you about in that, especially on YouTube or Facebook. But if you're listening on podcast, thank you guys for joining us there as well. And a huge thank you right now to Bob Hassan. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bob, for sharing your wisdom and your heart.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me. I'm honored.
Well, if this conversation blessed you, consider sharing it with a friend, leaving a review, or subscribing so you never miss any of our episodes on Exploring the Prophetic. Also, of course, we have our new Exploring the Marketplace Season 5 with Bob Hassan and I interviewing people from all walks of life about their careers and how God's showing up in places where they're being obedient in their career and how there's a different result than they could have had without God. And so it's so amazing to listen to these stories. I'm going to encourage you to download the podcast wherever you find podcasts and podcast servers. You'll also see clips from that on our YouTube. So again, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube and help us to reach more people, create more content, and continue on the mission of helping people see Jesus in a real way in the world around them. You can do that by donating at bowlsministries.com. Go to bowlsministries.com/give. And we'd love to send you a thank you gift for even donating to us today. We'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 4-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.